Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, East Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Oh, we got a good one today.
An old friend.
It's like an old standby.
Like your favorite shirt. You put it on, you feel good.
Now this guy, Jason Nash, welcome to the show.
Something from Top Man.
Topman. A Top Man shirt?
Yeah. Like
you gotta get a Toomey, Jay. You gotta get her a Toomey.
From your old stand-up,
Talking to you
about what luggage you should get based on celebrities' luggage.
Yes. Well, Tori Spelling had it to
so
me.
So explain.
And look how that worked out for her.
Well, my mother had a friend whose son married, he married Tori Spelling. And he went out to L.A. and he didn't know when he met her and he was walking dogs. And one day he ran into Tori Spelling and they fell in love.
And then what happened?
And then,
how did he seal the deal, Jay?
He bought her a Toomey.
Toomey luggage.
One of the reasons why you are significant to the entire medium of podcasting is you had a podcast at the beginning.
You were such an early adapter, as it were.
Yes.
Guys with feelings.
Yes.
Which we did. Remember we got into a huge fight on that?
I don't remember that.
What?
With Pete. Yeah. We didn't.
We got in a fight with Pete because he was mad at us that we had used material on your podcast that he heard us use on another podcast. That we
were Pete who?
Okay, I have my best friend, Jeff.
Who is a great writer and a tremendous producer and a wonderful dude.
College dude. And he has a brother, Pete, who I love dearly. And I know Pete's listening. And Pete...
We like him too.
I know you like him too.
I like him so much.
I love him. The funniest thing is, then we did a live show again, and the Sklars are always trying. They're so generous and they're so nice. I think we were live on stage at like UCB.
At UCB, yeah.
And either Randy or Jason was like, Pete was in the booth. And Randy and Jason were like, hey, Pete, you know, we're ready to bury the hatchet. This is in front of like a crowd of people. And I think you just hear from like the studio,
No thanks, guys.
Just over the PA.
And then at that point, I was like, okay, all right. You don't get to be the arbiter. We just tried to extend an olive branch.
I love that. But that was the world, the rough and tumble early days of podcasting where you just had your friends on. I mean, it was like...
I remember we'd go to your basement at your house and just riff. And it was really fun. And there were like message boards that would talk about it. It was actually one of the early reasons...
I mean, it was your show and Nerdist.
And Pardo.
We were way before
Chris's show.
Sure. But
I think.
You and Pardo were the earliest. And I think.
I did a lot of drugs, so I don't know. But
yeah,
for sure.
Doug Benson and Pardo and Fitzsimmons and Nerdist. Those guys, we were all sort of talking to them. And I just remember having so much fun doing Guys with Feelings that we were like, maybe we should do this. It was definitely one of those things that inspired us to want to start and do our thing. So I guess we could say thank you.
And
we wouldn't be sitting
here. Awesome. And it makes sense that you have an incredibly awesome podcast right now.
Oh, yes.
Called Views.
Views, yes.
With Jason Nash and
David Dobrik, who is a 21-year-old YouTube celebrity.
Yeah.
And so we just, I've been doing YouTube since November because Vine died. And
that was my favorite thing.
Because you do have
somewhat of an attitude that actually makes me laugh all the time. That like the world is out to get you.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
the world is conspiring against you. I feel that way too, so I can relate to that on so many levels. But
I don't think the world is out to get me.
But then they shut down Vine, your main source of income.
Okay, but
I don't think the world's out to get me. I just know that the life is shit and things are fucking gonna go wrong at any turn.
Because you had like what 1.7 million Vine followers I think I had
3 million.
3 million at your height.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
3 million followers of anything.
Sure.
Is how many people do we have on the Facebook page now? We're approaching 10,000 on the Dumb People Town site.
We're at like 8,000
700.
But it's a bullshit number. I mean, when someone says they have 3 million followers, it's a bullshit number.
Right.
Because it's not... They're dead. A lot of them are dead.
They're bots.
And no, they're not bots.
They're just inactive accounts.
Yeah, they're inactive. Like somebody...
They're like what the Republicans say the Democrats' voting records are.
Yeah.
So
I don't follow politics. No, so, I didn't get that joke. But no, I'm just kidding. But no, someone starts Vine. They're like, oh, yeah. And they look at it for like a month. And then they don't ever look at it again. They never open it again.
Right. But you still had a lot of people following you. But it was what's amazing. It was such a young person's. Game. And you
described like going to like a Vine thing in Vegas, and it was just a bunch of people not talking to each other, flying drones over the pool.
Yeah. I got flown to Mike Tyson's old mansion, and I got paid like $700 to go, and I was like, "All right, yeah, I'll go." And I walked in, and it's literally
seems like not enough money for you to go.
It's literally like 16-year-olds having sex, and like everyone's like fucking has vape pens, and there's like drones, and it was just a very surreal kind of thing. There's people dressed as Zach. There's 10 Zach Galifianakis lookalikes because it's Mike Tyson's hangover mansion. Whatever.
Okay.
Stupid story. But yeah. So that's what I do. I work in social media. It has its advantages.
Yeah, but you are doing the podcast now, which is actually really popular and doing well.
It's going
consistently
good.
In the top 10 of comedy podcasts. If you haven't checked it out, you definitely should check it out.
It's sort of behind the scenes of what we do on YouTube, which is like I work with this 21-year-old kid who like puts like snakes on me, and we have this very cantankerous relationship where he thinks he fucking knows everything, but he's actually a really, really smart, funny dude. And
so he knows enough
really
to frustrate you.
Kid.
All right.
Yeah.
The episode that started out with you realizing he stole your shipment of MeUndies.
Yes. So funny.
That's supposed to be an ad, but it devolves into this like, what the hell, man?
They sent those for us.
Yeah.
But what's so great about it, and
those
is,
kids just take everything.
This is what I'm going to say, and I love that you partnered up with this kid who is funny, but what people don't realize is that you cut your teeth on a lot of live performing and stand-up and years of sketch, and you've been on TV, and you've made your own movies, your own feature-length movies. So a lot of people who make Vines only make 7-second things, and that's all they've ever made in their lives. You've made feature-length movies. Jason Nash is married. Some phenomenal movies that you've made. You've had web series. You've produced things. So you have that background, bringing that to this thing, this quick storytelling, and now the YouTube channel, which is, by the way,
It's just Jason Nash Comedy. Yeah. Jason Nash on YouTube.
Subscribe to that. Do that.
Yeah, it's all vlogs. It's comedy vlogs.
It's really funny. And you brought all that from a place of having
created actual stuff.
Yeah. So what we used to do, where we would do like sketches and stuff, and I'd be like, okay, Randy, Jason, come over. Or what Dan would do, remember we did your sketch show?
Yeah.
So this is more like we just kind of hang out all day.
Yeah.
And I wait for Dan to say funny shit. And then I cut right to that shit. So it's more reality, but it has jokes.
Yeah, of course, so because that's what you've always done. That's why we've always included you as characters on our podcast, which you've always done. The character you played on Back on Top was
our
stalker who couldn't get child care for his...
Much like me this morning.
Yeah, couldn't get child care for his daughter. So you had my daughter, Georgia, in a baby Bjorn. And yet you were still stalking us. That to me, I thought was really fun. And you had a musical sting every time you appeared, which is terrifying.
When I did DVK, my sketch on the Nerdist Network, Jason came and played. So I brought the character I do on this show, Michael Kissick, the loneliest TSA, to life.
Yeah.
And Jason, we could have just had the entire sketch, because it keeps being about him interfering with people trying to get through TSA, obviously, as a lonely person would do.
Sure.
But we could have...
More interaction than people want.
It probably would have been better if all it was Jason showing up as my boss to yell at me, and then me shitting on my coworker, who is the only person he actually favors, and I just kept trying to call him by a nickname, which he wouldn't let me do, but he let everybody else do. It's literally like 15 minutes of just us like riffing back and forth, and you just like took it to a whole other level.
So that's what I like about this show.
It's a really good character you do.
This is a riff heavy show. We get stories sent in. We don't know the stories. Dan has them sent in from people. So I say let's jump into a story.
You want to do one?
Yeah, let's do one. We have Nash here.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, if you want to send me a story, I feel like we haven't done it in a few weeks. We have a lot of new listeners. Thank you to everybody who's here in town with us.
Yep.
All you have to do is hashtag dumbpeopletown @Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter. You can put them on the Facebook page too, but I go through Twitter first. first just because it keeps the timeline. I can see who sent it. I'm not saying I wouldn't look at Facebook ever, but that's
but
the most
clear
way.
Join the Facebook
way.
Page. Oh, of course. If you want to see the photos and you want to see what we are talking about,
later
on
in the show, before we get out of here today, I've got some wonderful Facebook page news for everybody.
Excellent.
It's going to be so much. We're going to have a little towny art show.
I love it.
Will.
I love it. All right, Dan, what do you
got? Okay, here we go. This was sent in by Eric James Hiltner at EJH_3K.
I don't. A lot.
I hope
a lot of info.
I know, but
when it gets that technical,
yeah, your handle. Okay. I mean, all respect, Eric, but
you should not sound like a futuristic robot.
Yeah, like your handle shouldn't be a code.
A code to what the actual handle is.
Did I just get 20% off?
yeah, it's a Groupon.
Beyond.
No, his handle is a Groupon that Tiffany had.
I mean, the good news is, I was going to say, if you actually just type in his, if you type in his Twitter handle, you get 20% off parasailing.
That's perfect. Well, you could use it because this takes place in Port Orange, Florida.
Oh, yes.
There's so many levels to this story.
The homeland.
A man was arrested Wednesday afternoon because Port Orange police said he stole a forklift. Again.
Fool me once, shame on me.
No, phew.
Fork me once.
Do you think there was two cops who were like, look, we're arresting him, but at some point, as a community, we need to stop leaving
the
forklifts
out, or at least the keys inside.
Right. Exactly. Right. Eventually, guys,
should I lock these keys up in the thing, or should I just
No.
Just leave them in?
Well, there's a man loitering around it.
I'm just gonna leave the keys
all
in.
Right.
It.
All right,
he's just an onlooker.
All right.
Leave them. We'll be back tomorrow. Where's
Have
it
you
gonna
ever
go?
Stolen a forklift before?
Huh?
Have you stolen a forklift before?
I'm just looking.
Okay.
He didn't answer your question.
Are we good to leave these in here? Okay, good.
He didn't answer your question.
His reasoning? Police said that the man told them he was tired of walking. I mean,
this is like the old Dave Attell bit about straws, which is one of my favorite bits ever. Like, how lazy are we as a human race that, like, we needed to figure out a way to get the liquid to us. Like,
without doing anything?
We couldn't lift it 2 more inches to our mouth. That, like, we had to figure out a way to get it to it easier. This is what this guy was doing. He's like, I'm so lazy, I now need
but
to...
But forklift is like old man Segway, right? You know, like...
Yes.
Or hoverboard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Old man hoverboard. Have you fallen off a hoverboard?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Yeah,
there's been several sketches that have been presented to me by the youth. Like, old man, get on this hoverboard and fall off. You want me to stay on it? No, you could just fall and save us time.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
You disappoint everybody when you ride it? Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
They don't want to see the old guy win in any way.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned about the YouTube audience.
They don't quote him here saying he was tired of walking, but I feel like the full quote is, I'm going to be straight with you. I'm tired of walking. Are you ready for... I said there's a lot of levels. You ready for this guy's name?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bradley Barefoot.
Is that his name?
No, that is really...
Seminole Indian, Native American.
Bradley Barefoot told them he was tired
chief running
of walking.
Lift. Yeah, chief...
As chief, the officer approached
chief
Barefoot...
Chief moving fork.
As the officer approached Barefoot, who he...
So the officer was not wearing shoes, is what you're saying.
Hey, look at you. Capitalize that, Barefoot. Who he alleged was in the stolen forklift on Nova Road, walking tour edition. This is what he said he saw. I don't know if that's good writing.
This is what he said he saw.
Yeah.
There was a male parked... This too. Okay, Bradley Barefoot. There was a male parked in a handicapped spot, so he didn't even... He was a dick with the forklift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. with a piece of heavy equipment that had a mattress on it. So, Bradley Barefoot, do you think he picked up the mattress?
Or that was just on it?
Already, and he was like, let's go, mattress.
I don't think this guy knows how to operate a forklift.
When you see a mattress on the side of the road, what's your first thought about, like, not a nice apartment complex?
You're like, maybe.
I don't know.
If I get tired and there's no forklift for me to take, I might just lay down for a second.
As the police officer approached, he realized the man was Barefoot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Bradley Barefoot.
Living up to his name.
Yes.
His namesake.
And then they have a sentence here that I think everybody listening and certainly the four of us can identify. When you are already really pissed at something and someone walks up to you in the middle of that? Because this is what they wrote. The male was on barefoot, talking to himself while swearing and throwing his hands up. Okay. Which means the cop rolled up with him and be like, God damn this thing! This piece of shit,
I can't get it
sir,
up or down!
Sir, can you not right now?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of this.
He's taking a moment for himself.
I just went camping with my family up in...
A lot of cussing.
No. But we stopped at a restaurant in a town that was like, felt very methed out. The town, like every guy, older man in there looked like a version of Jim Leland, the manager for the Detroit Series with Marlins and won the World Baseball Classic this year. Go up and look up Jim Leland. Maybe we'll throw a picture of him up there. And nobody had teeth and everyone had a flip phone and they were all, no one could figure out why their flip phones weren't working.
Jim Leland.
That was happening at this diner. I was like four Jim Lelands who couldn't figure out their flip phones without teeth. And then when one guy went back into the kitchen, which I don't think he was. I was like, this guy's not clean enough to go back in the kitchen. And he was like,
that's going
to
contaminate my food.
Yeah. He was like, hey, man, well, I thought you were going to Tahoe, you know, like with no teeth. I was like, no. So that to me feels like this guy could have been one of the Jim Lelands.
Sure. Jim Leland, even for anybody who doesn't listen to sports or doesn't know sports, Jim Leland looks like the uncle who you're afraid to ask for a glass of water. Like, you're at his house and you're asking your mom
smoke at a baby shower.
Uncle, I'll just be thirsty.
You know what? I have actually a picture of me with Jim Leland that I
did. Getting spanked?
He was at the... Michigan thing that I did the very first time I hosted. I'll send it to you. We'll post it on the Facebook page. If you want to see it, join the Facebook page.
Yeah, but I wish I was there for the people who didn't know him, because they're going to look up and be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is.
Was there a guy who... Proudfoot? Was that a guy?
Myron Proudfoot. That was a character that we came up with.
No.
For what?
No, we didn't come up with it. It was...
Myron Proudfoot.
It was from...
Don Rickles.
It was from Don... Or no, it was either Hello, Don Johnny. Rickles or some old thing. Myron Proudfoot was like a Jewish American.
Was it a character someone did?
It's from way
like
back.
A Saturday Night Live thing or something?
So old.
Myron Proudfoot.
Myron Proudfoot. And then they played... Ding, 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 ding,
okay.
Ding,
at yeah, Sklar Brothers.
No.
Meanwhile, you have.
Go back and watch Peter Pan. I don't know if you've seen Peter Pan recently. Number one, there's like lots of scenes where the kids are smoking, or at least one.
Sure.
Two, every scene with
the Native Americans.
What makes the red man red?
Yeah,
was a song.
I think they've changed some of like the rides at Disneyland and stuff.
That was a song in Peter Pan. What makes the red man red?
Oh wow!
And it was pretty intense.
It was about the rapper, right?
It was.
About, trying to picture.
Oh yeah, you don't
want to ask him for a glass
Jim
of water,
Leland. Right? You're at his house, and you just keep asking your mom to go get you something.
Can you ask him to get me?
You like, ask him. He's your uncle.
If
ask
it's
him.
Possible, his tie was smoking.
Yeah, you're afraid you'll get yelled at. Like his screen door slams.
Screen door slams.
So anyway, he walks up on this guy already yelling. I just imagine the cop being like, "Sir, can you not right now? I'm in the middle."
I'm in the middle of yelling at myself.
Now me, I'm going to do that.
Barefoot at first told the officer that he saw the forklift and thought it was the same one stolen from his boss in Alabama. They're in Florida. This guy is out
there. Drove a forklift from Alabama.
That looks like the one that was stolen from my boss in Alabama. A perfect alibi.
Yes or no? Do you think he yelled at the forklift?
Yeah.
Oh,
the hell are you doing over here?
Bitch.
You're supposed to be in Alabama, you piece of shit.
Nash, have you ever stolen anything, like a car or a vehicle?
I got caught stealing cigarettes once.
Ooh, where?
Yeah, in college. People were going to the store and just stealing stuff all the time.
And you're like, I can do this.
I was like, this sounds way too easy.
Uh-huh. What brand?
And I got caught.
What brand, do you remember?
That back then, it was a Camel Light.
Yeah, okay.
That was my jam.
In a soft pack or a hard pack?
We used to get the box.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't get crushed.
Later, Barefoot said he really took the industrial vehicle. I imagine being like, look, here's what I really did. With an estimated value of more than $38,000 because the keys were in the ignition and he was tired of walking.
Yep.
So a little bit on you.
And a little bit on me. What, that whole thing about your boss in Alabama? No, I was just tired of walking.
Nope, just tired of walking. Police arrested Barefoot, and he was charged with grand theft. In April 2016, Daytona Beach police said Barefoot took a forklift from behind the Best Buy store at Daytona Beach at 4 a.m. This is his thing.
He's I can do this.
Maybe this is his fetish.
Maybe he's married to the forklift. Have you seen that show?
No.
People marry bridges.
No. What?
Yeah, yeah. You haven't seen that show?
Oh, there's a woman who's married to like the train station in San Diego.
Yeah. They fall in love with inanimate objects. I've heard of it.
Yeah, maybe that's...
What is it? What is that? There is something... Well, I'm going to look it up, what it's called when people fall in. But maybe he was tired of walking because he didn't have shoes on. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He just said, I was tired of walking.
I mean, then you'd be like, this is our child. It's just a big wheel.
This is what I love. In the first time he stole it, this is how his night went that at 4 a.m. Barefoot used the forklift to move some boxes, then took it for a spin to the Bob Evans restaurant on International Speedway Boulevard. That is the most Florida sentence I've ever read.
Bob Evans restaurant?
I used a forklift to move boxes, then I went to Bob Evans on the International
Speedway. Smoky sausage.
Yes.
Yeah. I pray to sun god. I hope that forklift marry me one day.
When Daytona Beach police...
I'm not like walking either.
Objectophilia. Do not write to us about Nash's impression.
I think it's an honest portrayal of some way of some
of
Native
Myron
Americans
Brownfoot,
of David Barefoot.
Back in 2016,
I park in handicapped spot for a reason.
That was Randy.
No shoes on.
Randy, stop it. Back in 2016,
no shoes need to stand closer to the door. What?
When police asked why he took the forklift, Barefoot said, "Even then, it was better than walking."
Yeah.
He is sick of walking around these goddamn
this
towns.
This is a guy who understands this is my life. I am barefoot. I need to find better options to move around.
It's a great chase scene in a movie.
Forklift?
Yeah. Forklift and Fat
They
Cop.
Almost went with that in French Connection.
It sounds like a Kevin James thing, right?
Forklift and Fat Cop. Yeah.
Forklift and Fat Cop is a buddy comedy I would watch.
I mean, if you want to go back to Heat Vision and Jack, his partner dies and becomes the forklift.
Yes,
and then,
exactly. We're going to get out of here. On this,
okay.
You are our guest, Jason S. So you get to go first or last. It's up to you.
Yeah.
How old is Bradley Barefoot?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Gonna say, like, you know, in his 60s, but then...
Get a specific number.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 19. No, I'm going to go with 26.
26. Wow. Randy Sklar.
I think he's 58 years old.
58 years old.
This is a guy. 42. I'd say 42.
42.
All right, we've got the gamut. 26, Jason Nash. 42, Jason Sklar.
And listeners, feel free to play along at home in your
car
or
at work. Now is your chance to yell it out at your radios.
Okay, everybody got their guesses in?
All of it.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys, one of you... is 1 year away.
Whoa!
You are so close to being on the nose. Bradley Barefoot is 43 years old.
Jay.
I knew it.
Points.
Child of the 70s.
I mean, he's really only 5 years away from death. So
yeah.
That's the way that goes.
Three
All right.
Fourths away. All right, there you go.
One story down in the books. Dumb People Town. We're rolling along with our good buddy, Jason Nash.
From the great podcast, Views, and his awesome YouTube channel, Jason Nash Comedy. Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Subscribe to all of it. And we'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, welcome back to Dumb People Town. All right, Dan, you got another story?
Let's
roll to it.
Okay. This was sent in by Martin Ward at Ward_Martin. Mm. Thanks, buddy. He hashtagged Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk. These people, the planning stage of this crime is a lot of dumb.
Yeah.
A plan to rob a Mooresville, North Carolina gas station unraveled this week after deputies realized the robber was not only a man dressed as a woman, but the son of the store clerk, according to the Iredell County Sheriff's Office.
All right. Here's where you made a mistake.
We're going to rob these some bitches.
But people going to know it's you.
You're going to put on a dress.
I ain't put on no dress, Dan.
You're going to put on a dress. Be progressive.
Go in your mom's closet and get a dress.
You're so backwards.
Be aggressive.
Look, this is North Carolina, the state where they are restricting transgender people from going to the bathroom.
Criminals are
now
saying
this guy
no.
can't even use
now
the bathroom.
Now this guy can't even use the bathroom in the gas station that he's trying to rob.
What are we doing, America?
I didn't think about that. That kind of does make it a progressive crime.
What if
for
in the middle
Carolina.
Of the crime he's got to go to the bathroom?
He's like, I don't identify as this man's son, so you can't arrest me.
What if he only identifies as someone who's robbing his parents' store?
Look, my thing is, I think you made the first mistake by creating a plan to rob a gas station. That should only be a spontaneous rob situation. You don't need a plan. You do a plan to rob a bank.
It was so the father and son were in on it together?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Father's clerk, son coming in to rob as a woman so it doesn't look like an inside job.
You know how many women like to knock off gas stations? We had that story a while ago, the woman who came in with the rifle.
Yeah.
That Tony Hale's character.
I'm gonna give me a rifle!
That's gonna come up again later today.
Oh boy.
However, it was an accidental fire that broke the case open.
What? Okay. So you already have a weird plan, and then you light something on fire. Which
okay,
makes
let me just say this, because I've never... Jason Nash has stolen cigarettes, so we've already established...
I get when someone says this plan is lit, but that is not... That's not what they mean.
No. But when you're actually performing a robbery, my guess is that you want to be in as...
Nash, by the way, didn't steal the cigarettes at gunpoint, did you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I left that part. Sorry.
College, people being stealing all this stuff. Be like, how are you guys doing? You're like, you go in there with a gun, man.
Oh, right?
What? You
right?
Like,
I gotta go now.
Does
I got
works.
Caught.
I just had to apply for a permit.
What can they do? You have a gun.
I use sheer pantyhose.
No, but I mean, you want to dress comfortably, especially if you have to get away. I can't imagine a guy
in... It's not a plyometrics workout.
Yeah, but a guy in high heels?
Why'd you put him in high heels?
Yeah.
Flats? A woman.
Flats?
I like that you assume he
secretary
went full
style.
Regalia with his costume.
Yeah, dress, wig, high heels.
Sure.
Or
it is North Carolina. He could have just been in shorts and a bikini top.
Light pumps.
How did it light on fire?
Investigators say the suspect wore a dress and wig, then tried to burn the outfit he just wore to rob the gas station outside of the store.
Next to the pump.
Yes, So he goes in.
Steals it off.
Robs his dad, dressed as a woman.
And he was like, I don't want any trouble from you, ma'am.
Right. Then goes outside and is... Maybe I'm casting aspersions here.
I don't want any trouble from you, ma'am. He goes outside to light the thing. Son, don't do that.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Goes outside, then immediately decides he has to burn the entire costume right there. The blaze grew until the fire department had to be called. That's what... caused them to get arrested. Is the fire department responding to a fire outside a gas station that had just been robbed?
You had it. You Lindsay Jacob Ellis had it. Oof. Remember her when she
celebrating
celebrated?
Before the finish line.
That's
and then
right.
fell.
And then she fell.
I forgot about
she
that.
She was a snowboarder for the U.S. snowboard team and started celebrating, and then she fell right before that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So wrong. And then she got into a relationship with Tiger Woods for several years.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't Lindsay.
That was
Sounds like my acting career. have
you
a good audition.
And then you're like,
let's go out tonight, guys. I got this.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to get
Wait,
the call.
What? I didn't get it?
Three people, including the father and son, have been charged in the robbery, which was carried out Monday afternoon at the Mystic gas station on Charlotte Highway in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the Mystic gas station.
Walking tour, guys.
Wasn't that a Julia Roberts movie, or am I wrong?
Mystic gas station?
Mystic pizza.
Wait,
Mystic Pizza was the one where all those kids got molested?
No.
That's Mystic River.
That's Mystic River.
To me, I'm like, too... If you're coming out with Mystic Pizza after Mystic River,
Mystic Pizza came first.
Did Mystic Pizza come first?
Way before Mystic
So
River.
If I'm Mystic Pizza, I'm mad that Mystic River now ruined my
Mystic.
Movie. Yeah, owns... Because once you put child molestation with the word Mystic, you ruin everything.
You've
Mystic.
Ruined it.
The gas station spells it M-Y-S-T-I-K.
Okay.
Which is cool.
No, they actually think that's how you spell Mystic.
You're probably right. Investigators say the fire and the robbery investigation happened simultaneously. No shit.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with the fire. Do you guys want to deal with these two people arguing about who gets what share of the money and one of them works there? Deputies were called to the scene to investigate a report that someone had taken cash from the register at the Mystic while the clerk was pricing merchandise in the cooler.
Look, here's what I think, truthfully. When you said fire in the place, I thought someone just left like a burrito in the thing for too long. Yeah. That was my first thought. Like, that was the distraction they were going to create.
Has anyone in this room ever had a gas station burrito?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Me either. Randy, get it together.
Are you kidding me, Randy?
Good. He's a roadie. He's a comic. Good. He's a comic good. That goes on the road. Good. Cut him some slack.
I go on the road and I've never done it.
The beans were good.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Food, it that was when you sold meth? Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
I set a shopping cart full of 27 cases of Coke.
Yes. So the clerk was pricing merchandise in the cooler. However, surveillance video revealed. I love that the clerk was like, I was in the cooler. Some woman came in and stole.
I mean, I just definitely looked quickly. I saw a dress and I thought, man,
time to go to the cooler.
This woman is crazy.
Right. However, surveillance video revealed that the clerk had moved away from the counter to allow the suspect wearing a woman's dress and wig to have easier access to the register. Mm-hmm. So they're on... The guy works there, yeah. And he
knows that there's a camera.
He's going to be on camera just like, right here.
Ma'am, please.
Detectives say, this is where it gets fun. Detectives say that the man was Rex Carlo Farmer of China Grove. Which isn't that a Seals and Crofts song?
No.
China Grove. Dun, dun. No.
China Grove is Chicago.
It's Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers.
Whoa, China Grove.
Yeah. China Grove.
Yeah.
And then David Bowie has China Girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
My little China girl.
Detective.
Which was his name as a woman from China Grove. Just he was China Grove. Yes.
Detectives say that Rex Carlo Farmer of China Grove, who is the son of store clerk Rex Allen Farmer.
Oh, Rex Jr.
Yeah.
I'm a huge. I wonder if they're both on
Rex and Rex Jr.
And CarloOnly.com.
A third suspect of the girlfriend, her name is Rex. I'm joking. Rex Carlo Farmer was also in on the scheme. I'm going to show you guys a picture.
And you can find him
dressed as a woman?
No, we don't have that. But we have a side by side of Rex Carlo Farmer and Rex Allen Farmer.
Okay.
You would not trust either one of these men. You wouldn't hire one of them, and if one of them walked into the store, you would at least push 9-1 on the phone.
and then wait for it to unfold.
Look at these two dudes.
Oh my God.
This is it. You see this person, you're like, get in the car.
It would make a beautiful woman. Didn't even bother to shave his facial hair.
Didn't even bother to shave his facial hair.
Yeah, to dress as a woman.
Because that's the mugshot. So that's the shot that got taken after the thing. So if you're going to go ahead and dress as a woman and put on a dress and put on a wig, you have to shave.
Go ahead and shave?
Commit to the bit, right, Jason Nash?
No, but like,
commit to the bit.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. How much does this guy think?
My teacher at UCB would not like that.
No.
By the way, how much does this guy feel like his goatee, this is the younger one, his goatee defines him?
Oh, for sure.
His beard.
He leads with the goatee. His goatee.
Because his dad was like, you gotta shave it or else they're not gonna believe it. And he's like, I ain't shaving shit.
Also, I looked at these guys, I was like, both of them have been stabbed by each other.
By each other, yeah.
Earlier that night.
Over who has the remote. Like, it's one of those. They're those kind of guys.
Like,
they look like the father-son team that beat up that first base coach.
They're so fucked up.
On the Kansas City Royals.
He taught his dad how to play the five-finger knife dance.
Yeah.
Hold still, Dad.
I'm going faster.
I can't wait till people in town see these two. The dad was in Vietnam, but the son has flashbacks.
Statements revealed that Rex Allen Farmer, he wakes up in a hot sweat.
Right.
Statements revealed that Rex Allen Farmer showed his son how he could open the register before Rex Carlo Farmer went out to put on a black dress and a large dark wig to hide his true identity. If you didn't follow what I said,
he taught him how to do it
on camera
while he was in the store, and then he walks out and comes back. These are definitely two guys who refer to all Asian people as Charlie.
Somebody, either you three or someone in this town,
when they're being nice Orientals,
will help me. What is the name of that children's book where the teacher dresses up like a mean witch to teach the kids a lesson? That is what
Dan,
these
that's
two
not
are.
A children's
that's
book.
Not that's
a, it, no, it is. Yes, film. It is.
It's a way to you scare guys, you as a child.
That
was your single mom saying, I need to scare these kids a little
bit. You guys, there is a thing where she, and I guarantee you, Noah is in the booth right now nodding with me. There is a story about this teacher who the kids don't appreciate her, so she comes in as like a mean old witch.
I've told this story on here before. I told the story that on Halloween, I had a home
economics teacher. This is the greatest joke you've ever told.
Yeah, this was the beginning of our comedy career.
This was the peak.
This is the beginning of it.
This was
literally
so good.
Peaked in junior high school.
I had a home ec teacher that I hated, Mrs. Frank.
Just worst.
A terrible person.
Humorless soul. How dare you go in and teach people if you have no humor at all?
So it's like cooking and home economics.
Sure.
It's all about that stuff. And I didn't like the class.
How to be a
woman.
How
indignant you are about it.
You need
to have a sense of humor if you're going to teach these kids.
I'm so mad about it, right, Jay?
I don't think I had one teacher with a sense of humor.
Have a sense of humor about life. Anyway, she was just the most humorless person. And she, on Halloween, which I was surprised at, wore an ape's mask, like a crazy ape mask. And she wore for a long stretch of the class, three quarters of the class. She was teaching in the ape mask. And then I think it got too
hot.
So she took the mask off and I screamed. She took it off. I screamed at
classic.
I mean, great. And then I got sent to the principal's office. But I mean, come on. I had to make that joke.
That is a fine ass joke.
For a 14 year old,
that's pretty
and
damn
waited
good.
Waited for it,
took it off. And
crowd appreciated too.
How'd the crowd like it? Did you get a good laugh?
Solid full house
great
laugh.
Laugh. Good
not
laugh.
Even like just half the house.
No,
you
no,
didn't
I
get
I
it.
Everybody.
Full house.
I feel like had they not laughed, I wouldn't have been sent to the principal.
The book? I found it. Thank you to everyone who's been yelling at their listening device and at the scholars. Feel free
What's
to still
called?
At them.
Which are you?
Miss Nelson is missing.
Oh my God.
This is terrible.
So begins
like an
the
episode of
classic.
CSI. That's not a kid's book.
First published in 1977 and still relevant today as the lighthearted reminder to show our appreciation.
Not lighthearted at all.
Show our appreciation to those we value. The students don't proffer a shred of respect for their good natured teacher, Miss Nelson, but when the witchy substitute, Miss Wallace Swamp, appears on the scene, they start to regret their wicked ways. Mm-hmm. And then no spoiler alerts. But guys.
It's a book for parents.
It's a very good book. Miss Nelson is missing. Okay, back to this. Here we go. So he shows son.
Shows him how to steal from the register.
Son, what the hell don't you get about this?
On camera.
You come in, I show you how to take the money out, leave, come back as a lady. Mm-hmm.
Then do exactly what I just showed you on camera.
Who's going to know?
The dad looks so old, the son comes in, the dad totally forgets the whole plan.
Hey, ma'am, what do you want, ma'am?
Dad.
No,
it's me.
I'm not your father.
It's Rex. Rex.
Whatever you
That's
say.
That's my name.
Ma'am.
What? Yeah, I know we're both named Rex.
You have a son named Rex.
Hold on. I have a son named Rex. And you're a woman named Rex?
God damn it, Dad. It's me.
There's no reason to cuss. That's not ladylike. What would you like here at Mystic Gas Station?
I would like some tampons. Because I'm a woman.
Look, I know you look at me and you see an old man, but I'm going to tell you right now, I can get in that if you want me to.
I have your son.
Well, I'll make a son with
no.
you.
The fire. Okay, so then he comes back, steals all the money, which isn't really stealing because it was basically handed to him. Then runs outside to destroy the evidence in a gas station right next to the business. The fire spread to a nearby fence, requiring the police department to come and put it out. Rex Carlo Farmer and his girlfriend, Kayla Nicole Price, were later.
Kayla, who as a kid was always getting yelled at by her mom.
Yes.
Okay. Kayla, get out here. We're going.
Kayla, get off.
Kayla, get my to-go cup.
I say this about.
You get it.
I say this about Kayla, but it also pertains to me. The amount of times my mom had to say, maybe on the way out, when we would go into a grocery store. Maybe on the way
Dan,
out.
That Kayla has to be in your stand-up.
Maybe on the way out.
I get that, because you want to push them off it and hope they forget about
right,
it.
Right, right.
My kids don't
As
forget.
As a parent, yeah, my kids
yeah,
never
I
forget.
I get that. Never forget.
Fucking yeah. elephants.
Guys, kids. We are like T-minus a few weeks to me getting guinea pigs for my kids.
Oh, we're doing this?
I cannot, but I, like I said, I'm taking this guinea pig thing, and I'm literally treating it like a congressional bill, and I'm stuffing it with so much pork. I'm like, you guys better get perfect grades, no fighting. If you guys start fighting with each other, I'm going to take those guinea pigs. I'm going to take
well,
those
guinea pigs.
Well, the
guinea pigs are essentially an experiment to see if they
can do their stuff.
They are basically
no, but I'm like,
guinea pigs.
That's right. So I'm like, for this whole thing, I'm like, you better take care of these things. And like, you're going to have to start fixing the potholes around our neighborhood.
And help Brandy and Jason
you
come
have
up
them
with
doing
some podcast
civic
ideas.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to stuff it with as much pork as I can. I'd like to refurbish the reservoir around where we live.
Not?
You guys are doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I need to put some extra money in here. here for public education.
I understand that the guinea pig bill, this guinea pig bill, involves all will kinds. Be an experiment for everybody.
That's a great Brody Stevens.
yes.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing
don't
that?
Don't do it. You don't want them. You don't want those guinea okay. pigs.
Oh, right. You're just setting yourself
nope,
up.
Use it.
You're nope. setting yourself.
Second we buy those things, we're on death watch.
That's what I was going to say. Are you having them just to have another death
countdown to the death
kids?
Of our of these
how
two
long do they live?
Rodents. I don't know.
Oh, they can live
couple
a long
weeks.
Time.
Oh, they can.
Yes, they can.
Which is
will
it?
They?
A couple weeks if we do it wrong.
Rex Carlo Farmer and his girlfriend, Nicole, Kayla.
By the
Nicole
way,
Price.
I heard your daughter's talking about the before you got him, talking about them without you around.
Yeah.
And to our mom. And Daisy, your oldest, said, doors open with my dad. Mom, we're still working on it. But the doors open with your dad on the guinea pig issue.
Dad's reaching across the aisle.
Sounds like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, right? I feel like we'll be at the store and then all of a sudden like a brain tumor John McCain walks in with a thumbs down and I can't buy him.
Can't do anything.
I'm like, no. There has to be a replace and repeal version of the guinea pigs.
We're going to replace the guinea pigs and repeal the guinea pigs and then replace them with hamsters.
Rex Carlo Farmer and girlfriend Kayla Nicole Price were later arrested near their home in Roland County and were in possession of some of the cash stolen from the business. You got to watch that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rex Carlo Farmer, 42, was charged with misdemeanor larceny and a whole bunch of other stuff. He's gotten a $25,000 secure bond. Store clerk Rex Allen Farmer, 62, was charged with embezzlement by an employee and conspiring with a whole bunch of other stuff.
He had the kid when he was 20.
On a $10,000 bond. I'm going to ask you guys right now, how old is Kayla Nicole Price?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
42.
The girlfriend.
Okay. Of the 42-year-old?
Of the 42-year-old.
She is 21 years old.
Yeah.
21.
21. And
I have a mugshot to show you, and it is beautiful. Okay. I'm going to tell you
22,
that.
I'll go.
22. Okay. So 21. It's
boxing
22,
me in.
22.
17.
17.
Ooh. Okay.
Kayla Nicole Price is a very sad 26 years old. Jason Nash with the win. Look at her. She is not happy to be arrested for this crime.
Like, in that relationship.
She should not have the expression on her face, why am I here?
Yeah. Oh.
You did this.
It's like if you're going to summit Everest, you should already have the conversation with your spouse. Yeah. Or your kids.
Look at her wispy bangs.
You could be dead. You're going to die. The area that you camp out in at the top of Everest is called the death zone.
Yeah.
So
when you date this dude,
you know you're going to have
a mugshot.
You're in
the death zone.
That's right.
You know, get your mugshot face ready.
That's her boyfriend.
You can't
She's
be
26.
Surprised. If that's your boyfriend, you're 26. 14 years your senior.
Why don't we let prisoners have better mugshots, though? I mean, how about some
better lighter
makeup? Give me a little something.
How about little lasers behind them? Just make it fun.
You know
just
that her phone call from jail started out with, Mommy?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know it.
She's right, like, Caleb, maybe on the way out.
If you ever get out of there.
Her mom's 42 also.
All right. So there we go. Second story down in the books.
Yes, one more.
One more story.
And then a great voicemail we got from Brian Gumble.
An old friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Gumbel called me the show.
Beat to the G's. He's left us a great voicemail. All right,
I find him to be a little arrogant.
He is a little arrogant, but definitely fascinating.
For some reason, he still wants to be involved with us.
All right, guys. More Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Final segment. Dan, take us home.
Here we go.
Please.
This was sent in by Carter Thomas at Carter O. Thomas. Thomas. Corpus
Christi.
Oh boy.
New Mexico.
Uh oh.
You'll know it's good when the first line of the article is a quote from a police senior officer saying this quote, "We have a once-in-a-lifetime situation that you will probably never see or hear again."
Okay, and that is in Corpus Christi, where a lot of shit has gone down.
Yeah, yes.
We're not just talking about...
Corpus Christi is like... And I know Galveston is where they found
Robert Durst's body, but no head in the duffel bag. Okay, yeah, but right. Corpus...
He said goodbye to his friend. He had a...
Bye, Mommy.
Right. It was a cremation ceremony with chunks.
Right.
Yeah.
But Corpus Christi is not much better.
No. Right. Well, I love that he said, he doesn't say this is a once in a lifetime situation that I will never see again. It's that you
will never.
So he's even saying, I don't care where you are.
I mean, corpus sounds like a body.
Yeah. Sure.
Corpus Christi is the body of Christy. Like we still haven't found her yet.
Okay.
Like there's a missing word. Our whole
I was saying Christy's body, unhealthy.
Right.
Well,
and just right. decaying,
covered in barbecue sauce.
Something yeah. a lot of people try and distance themselves.
Did you say covered in barbecue sauce?
Yeah. Slathered in barbecue
sauce. Well, now I'm interested.
All right.
Officer Olden is talking about the rescue of a contractor that got stuck fixing an ATM room in the 400 block of Mesquite Street at the Bank of America. Add that to the map. Mm-hmm. Police say a contractor was working on a changing lock inside a room that connects to the ATM. So I guess
there's a room where you can then go and get the money out, because then you should be able to get it out in the front.
There's got to be a bank machine.
There's no door.
Okay.
There's a room just behind the machine.
Yeah. Oh, where they load the machine.
I guess. I don't know. Around 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, Officer Olden says, quote, he leaves his phone in his truck. He's installing a new lock on the door, and he gets locked inside the building where the ATM is. Right. He is essentially stuck in an ATM.
So he's probably talking to people taking their money out, and they think it's a magic ATM.
Yeah.
Right?
These
robotics are unbelievable.
Let me out of here. Yeah, you guys are right. Since the ATM,
the money's saying, let me out of here.
Since the ATM still works, people were stopping by to get cash, and the contractor decided to slip notes out through the receipt slot, stating,
"Okay, how crazy would that be? You go to an ATM machine, and there's a note that's like, get me the fuck
I'm
out of here.
I'm stuck in here.
Here it is. Please help. I'm stuck in here, and I don't have any phone. Please call my boss at 210.
That is crazy. To see that coming out, you're
can
like,
I tell you, I'm happy that he wrote, I don't have any phone, instead of I don't have no phone.
Like there's like one tiny part of me.
But
like
any is wrong, too.
Yeah, any's wrong.
I don't have my phone.
Or a that's phone. What I read it wrong. It says my. Okay. It does look like any, though.
Okay, fine.
So. You got to imagine he was a little frantic.
Not the best penmanship in this moment.
No.
What do you think he was like? Do I need my phone? No, I'm just going to lock really quick.
I don't think he can go wrong. It's the only time he doesn't take it.
Also, the lock worked.
Yeah.
It worked. That new lock. That new,
job got
that
lock.
New
That's
lock. What we know. That's what we know.
Oh, for sure. Officer Olden
said, I would be losing my shit if I go to get money and a note comes out, hey, I'm stuck in here. Call my boss.
You would look around for our buddy Sal. You would think you were on like a hidden camera show or a prank show.
Or I'm in Oh God Book 4. Yeah.
What?
Well, like the Oh God movies.
Remember the Oh God movie, John Denver?
Oh God Book 2, like, definitely took it in a different direction than Oh God You Devil was, like, crazy.
Right.
The first Oh God was kind of a genius concept. What? That people didn't believe in God.
And so then.
And then he visits one dude, and it's that guy's responsibility to tell everyone, and it's not even
And
an
everyone
actor.
Thinks he's crazy.
It's not even an actor, it's John Denver.
Okay. John Denver. Older said people thought it was a joke, but someone took it seriously and called the police.
Good.
So that means other people were like,
whatever.
I got
machine.
Shit to do. Yeah, whatever, machine. Whatever.
You're going to be stuck in here. I don't care.
And he's writing
tell
the
you what's
number
not
out.
Stuck in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
We come out here, and sure enough, we can hear a little voice coming from the machine. So we're thinking this is a joke. It's got to be a joke. Now the cops are even like, no, you ain't getting us.
You're not getting us. There's, by the way, sorry, Jamie Kennedy, you're not getting us. This tells me that there have been enough prank shows on TV that everybody thinks they're about to be pranked.
Yes.
Punk. What makes you think you're so important that you can be pranked?
It turns out that it was true. See, if he had done this in a comic had rolled up, a comic's calling that number.
Oh,
just to see where this goes.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out it was true. The employee said afterward he got stuck changing out an electric lock. Later, the contractor supervisor arrived, and police had to kick down a door to get the gentleman out of the ATM room.
Oof.
I, there's so much of this I still don't understand. Olden says,
you ever kicked down a door before?
No,
my daughter got locked in our bedroom. Couldn't get out. We could see her from like the window, and she was only 1.5.
Oh,
she didn't know how to get out, and the door was locked.
She's trying to fix the ATM machine.
I had to bust through it. It was kind of awesome.
How'd it go?
I took some of the door frame off.
Really?
It was pretty tough. It was awesome. I felt like
you felt like you did it,
like Charles Bronson or something.
Yes,
I was in Peking for 8 months.
Bronson Pinchot. That's what I meant.
Oh, fair enough.
Bronson Pinchot. After he started working out,
Bronson Arroyo.
Olden says, everyone is okay, but you will never see this in your life, that somebody was stuck in an ATM. It was just crazy.
I don't know how crazy it is.
I mean, it wasn't like he went to get a deposit slip and then went inside.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if his soul went into an ATM.
Sounds like this, the PR person at the police office needs to chill out a little bit.
Just a little.
Well, they're trying.
Y'all never going to believe this shit.
Or it's like day three for him. He's like, guys, this is crazy.
Like, it gets crazier.
Okay, you guys, this guy. He like was
Stacy,
in an ATM.
Slow down, Stacy.
No, first of all, you're
just here from.
You're never going to see this again.
Stacy.
Guys, maybe Stacy's got a point.
Well, Stacy, she just moved here from Malibu. Stacy.
Yes.
Why is this such a crazy thing? First of all, why would you move to Corpus Christi? But go ahead.
Well, I was just like working. I was an assistant for Khloe Kardashian for a while. Okay. And now I'm working in PR.
The police department.
Yeah.
For the police
careers.
Department. Oh,
yeah.
That's weird. So you're really trying to really blow this story out of proportion somewhat.
Just trying to get some hype around.
We like to have a low profile here at the police department.
Yeah. You know, it's just about like, you know, keeping people interested in what we're doing right now.
I don't know if it's about that.
That doesn't happen.
We don't need that kind
supposed
of
to sort
I'm
of
getting
not
the
be
Instagram
seen.
Going. Actually,
no,
I've been working on the Instagram.
We don't want a police Instagram.
Snapchat.
That is a cause for a problem right
there. Do not need it. Crazy, crazy story. Almost as crazy, though, as a voicemail we got from our good buddy
Brian Gumbel. Very famous person, very high status with everyone. I don't think there's anybody in the world who can take a higher status than him. Certainly not his brother, Greg. He left us a voicemail. Let's listen to it.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's B to the G. Calling you. Hope you're well. I am on a boat right now. Actually, on top of a helicopter. Flying through the air. Gonna hook up with a private plane. You guys know Aquaman? Yeah. I'm gonna go see him later. Just calling to say hello. It's the Bryant Gumbel. Got some pigeons here. We're on the private jet. On top of a helicopter. On top of a yacht. And, got some shrimp from Mario Batali. Got some lobster. Might sample the soft shell crab. Not sure yet. Got a great story on Real Sports coming up on Sunday on falconry. It's a story of a blind falconry dude, and he's blind. And the birds, they come to him and they talk to him. I hung out with him. I learned falconry. I mastered it in about 2 hours. I'm actually going to be a champion falconry person, probably planning on it in December. Probably going to take the title. By the way, Greg Gumbel, he's still around, I guess. I don't know if you guys hear from him. Just feel bad for him. I pranked him the other day. Told him that the world was flat. And frickin' Greg! The guy believes it! And I'm like, Greg, the world's not flat, okay? And this guy starts walking. And I think they found him in Tennessee somewhere. Walked for about 19 days. No food, no water. You know big fat Greg got that white shirt on. He left the CBS Sports studio. He's got that white button-down shirt, you know, with the buttons are actually, the collar is buttoned down. And he's like walking through the desert, you know, and there's like vultures just hanging over him going, oh man, when's this guy gonna drop? Sweat coming out of his forehead, just dropping, just this disgusting Greg, you know, he's going, oh, Brian, oh, Brian, oh, oh, man. And I'm like, Greg, I mean, I'm watching it from the truck with Ashton Kutcher, you know. We're watching the whole thing, and, you know, eventually, you know, we come out, and everyone laughs at him. You can see it on my pay-per-view. It's going to be happening, HBO Real Sports Falconry. Good luck with Dumb People Town. Not as good as Real Sports. See you guys later. Ciao.
Wow.
I think
can Greg ever catch a break from this guy?
I think the word he was looking for was falconer.
Yeah, that's what a falconry person is.
Maybe we don't know
it right, but
maybe
we don't know.
But like, I would assume that Brian.
I trust Brian.
Hey, this is a great show. Thanks, Jason Nash.
Check out
check out his YouTube channel, which is amazing.
Jason Nash Comedy.
Subscribe to that, and then subscribe to the podcast
Views.
Yep,
check that out, and follow him on the old twits and all that stuff. Thank you. Check out the Facebook page. All the stories, all the pictures there, including my picture with Jim Leland. So you can understand what that was.
Join it,
and we will see you guys next week. Get back to work. Dum, dum, dum.